didn't have a lot of good moments and crucial stretches during the down stretch. How much is the drafting of Brian Thomas an anecdote to that?
I think that's a better question for Coach, but you know, I think when you go into the draft, you try to identify players that can help you, you know, on either side of the ball. You know, Brian's a young man that I think he had 22 targets over 20 plus yards and scored 15 touchdowns on those. You know, so he's an explosive athlete. He can help open up the field a little bit. Certainly for a younger receiver, for Trevor to build around and our offense to build around. So there were a lot of positives to the pick. You know, a lot of time and energy went into it. So feel good about where we're at.
Doug, could you also talk about that, how much you hope that he will add juice to this offense?
Well, yeah, that's the, you know, that's the idea, right? When you select good players, you know, in the draft, I mean, you're adding a skilled receiver. You're adding depth. You're adding a guy that, you know, has an element of speed that we haven't had, you know, and probably since Calvin, you know, last year. And it really, you know, once we get him in here too, and you know, really get our hands on him, get him into the playbook, you know, in a couple of weeks and really see how we can use him. I think it can only be a great asset for us on offense to, you know, not only open up the field, but I think open up some other elements of the offense.
Great size.
You know, big, he's tall, has a really good route tree, can run all the routes. Definitely, as you've seen, you know, he can take the top off. I mean, he's going to see some different coverages too, you know. He's going to see, you know, a little bit better secondary guys. I mean, the SEC has, you know, good coverage guys, but he's going to see, you know, more defenses, different defenses. And so those are things as coaches we, you know, will scheme up for him.
Trent, can you talk about the thought process in trading back?
Well, again, you go into it, and I've always said you listen to the board. And when we were sitting at 16, I think around pick 15, 16, we started getting some calls, you know, and the board looked good. You know, we were in good shape with the needs that we had and the players that we had targeted. Taking a look at the teams that were between 17 and 23, what their needs were, we just felt the board was solid. You know, it was well worth picking up three extra picks and really getting one of the players that we coveted in the draft.
Trent, how much was going into this process identifying that quote-unquote number one wide receiver a priority for you?
Well, again, we don't look at it as far as needs until we get to this stage later in the process. We just try to stack the board as natural as we can, regardless of what our needs are. You know, we don't try to overinflate value of a player just because it's a position of need. You just recognize if you're going to take a need and it's not that the value that some of the other players are, that you're reaching for it. And this was a situation, like I said, the board really looked good for us at 16. And we kind of knew what Seattle was going to do. We had a good beat on where they were leaning. You know, so when we got the call to move back to 23, he looked at me, I looked at him, we said, yeah, let's do it. It was kind of like last year.
Do you view him as the missing piece of this offense, big, tall guy? You can use, you know, red zone fade, that kind of stuff, and a big play guy down the field that, you know, stretches things a little bit more?
Yeah, I mean, those are all things I think we'll figure out when we get him here too. But what we've seen on film, I think that's, you know, I think that's the reality of what he can do. But as soon as we get him in here and get him in our system, you know, it's going to be a different offense, obviously, than he had at LSU. And different route. He's going to be running some different routes, you know, that will utilize his speed and, you know, athleticism. So I think it's early to tell, but at the same time, we're excited to get him in here in a couple of weeks and get him working with the offense with Trevor.
He was going to be the pick at 17. you know. So, like we said, now there were other players involved, and we just felt, you know, that the way the board looked and where the needs were, the teams in between us, we felt we had a chance. And, you know, there's risk, there's reward. You know, you make the move back. But we felt we were going to get a really good football player that we had high on our board with the move back. But fortunate that, you know, Brian was still there.
The process working out like that back-to-back years, still being able to get the guy you want, I mean, just kind of, I guess, how rare is that to happen in, you know, in your experience?
I don't know what the other 31 teams look at, you know, so I have no idea. You know, again, we had a group of players that we were really, you know, coveting, you know, so it wasn't just one guy. But he's certainly a guy that we had targeted for a while. And again, you let the board speak and you follow your gut.
Was there a moment in the process, maybe on the top 30 visit, where you two guys kind of looked at each other and said, we really want Brian Thomas in Jacksonville?
Well, I think throughout the process, you know, Coach has been a big supporter from day one, you know, when he put on the film. You know, and he's a guy that, you know, our scouts identified early in the process. This isn't a guy that climbed up the board late. He's always been somebody that we had a lot of appreciation for his skill set. And like Coach mentioned earlier, he's a guy that brings a skill set that we haven't necessarily had to the level that he brings in terms of, you know, he's 6'0", 27", he's 209 pounds, and he runs sub 4.4, you know, mid 4.3s. So, And he's got the production to back it up. Like I said earlier, I think 22 targets over 20 yards, and 15 of them ended up in touchdowns in a 17-plus average. So, you know, we're just looking forward to getting him in here and getting our hands on him and going to work.
Doug, how important is it to continue building around Trevor? I mean, obviously Mitch Morris and Anton last year, Gabe Davis, like just giving him as many potential pieces around him.
Oh, I think it's important. You know, I mean, you're trying to always improve every year. And, you know, we went out and obviously through free agency of our own players. And then, of course, you know, outside the building, we've talked about this. And then, obviously, you know, tonight's another step. We've got two more days, obviously. But I think the more opportunities and more, you know, weapons you can surround your quarterback with, I think the better your chances are going to be. Now, you know, we have to coach them, and we got to play, and there's a lot of things that go into that. But it does help your chances.
Trent, was there at any point any serious thought or even consideration to trying to trade up to get one of the top three receivers, or was that just, or was the price just too?
Yeah, we had a good bead on where those guys were going to go, and they pretty much went where we felt they were going to go. And the price to move up into that territory would have been really steep. So it wasn't an option. You know, if one of them would have slipped a little further, maybe you do it. But we just didn't feel they were going to get into our range, and they didn't get into our range.
Trent Riley, can you talk about the value of getting the picks in 2025 rather than perhaps if there was a way to get more picks this year? You know, what's the difference between this year's draft and next year's draft potentially?
Yeah, that I don't know. You know, I'm not. I'll work on next year's draft in about a week. But you know, you take what they give you, right? There wasn't an option for this year's picks. We did get one extra pick in this year, a fifth round pick. I believe it's 167. So late in the fifth round, but the value of those picks next year are solid. You know, it's a third round pick. It's a top 100 player. The other one's going to be in the top 120. Those are good football players. So, yeah, you know, the value is good for us.
It's probably unfair, but if Calvin had come back, is this a need you still would have identified for going forward, you know?
Probably not. Not at that. Not with that pick.
Yeah. When you look at a trade like that, do you think we're fleecing them from a numbers
no.
standpoint? You ever look at the Ivers?
I think it was a fair trade. You know, I have a lot of respect for Kwesi, and he's one of the bright minds in this business when it comes to numbers and analytics and everything else. He's not going to get fleeced. You know, he did a good job. They got the player they wanted, and they gave us what they were willing to give up. It's not about fleecing one another. No one's going to get one over on another one. It's just, what are they willing to give, and are you willing to accept it? That's simple as that.
Trent,
Well, I'm not going to get into how the board fell for us because, you know, it kind of tips our hand on what players we were looking at and how we built our board. So there's no value in saying that, you know, there's a lot of good football players that went off the board, a lot of guys that we had value, you know, very good value on. No real surprises. You know, all the players that got picked, I think, were deserving of getting picked. You know, and again, it only takes one team, you know, to fall in love with a player. So you know, you got to build the board based on what you believe, because there's 32 teams and 32 boards out there. None of them are identical, and a lot of times not even close. Yeah, I mean, Ethan Waugh, assistant general manager, was sitting down by the 40s, you know, and that one first thing he said when he came back is, wow, can that guy run? Power out of the blocks, you know. And you can feel those guys that run like that. So we pay a lot of attention to a lot of the analytics. You know, we crunch the numbers. I think we got one of the best, if not the best, a group of people that just churn the numbers and give us great insight into the physical ability of these players, whether it's in-game stuff or combine metrics or whatever. So you pay attention to everything.
You guys have talked about culture fits and how players have to fit what you guys are building here. How much of that played into the decision to go with Brian? He seems like a really, you know, nice kid.
Yeah, I think we've said since we got together, you know, that's important to us, right? We want guys that are available. We want guys that take care of themselves, prepare hard for the game, take care of the people in the community. They're just good people, you know, and he's certainly one of those.
Did y'all work to try and get back into the first at all? Any attempts there or not?
We may have. We may have. We got here at the end of the draft, so we may have. Read into that what you want.
Yeah. So maybe this one's a little off the beaten path, but the six quarterbacks that went in the first 14 picks, as a former quarterback yourself, your reaction to the fact that is the world we live in now?
Well, you're exactly right. It is the world we live in. We're in a passing league, and all these guys are very, very talented and can throw the football. They've had great college careers. And they've had a lot of snaps. You know, these are guys that have had a lot of football. They've played a ton of football. So, you know, these aren't, guys that are like just one hit wonder type guys. There's an investment there. So, it's pretty impressive. That this amount of QBs went, as early as they did, but. But again, it's the league that we're in, and we'll see how everything plays out.
Trent, did you anticipate that many quarterbacks going that early, pushing guys down for what you got? I know it's kind of unfounded for that many quarterbacks going that early.
Yeah, I mean, we felt there was going to be a good number. I can't say we felt there would be six that went that high, but we certainly felt it was a good class, a good group of guys, And you're never surprised when a quarterback comes off the board, because if you don't have one, you need one, you got to go get one, because you can't play the game without one.